And it's time to visit Lydia Rebein of the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Well, hey, Paul.
Did you blow over here today?
I most certainly did. Well, it is wild out there.
Yeah, really windy, isn't it?
I wonder if it's blowing something unpleasant in. We're supposed to have rain tomorrow, I think.
Yep, rain tomorrow, and then the temperatures are going to really drop on Sunday, I guess, as they said. So.
What great news.
Yeah. Mm. Well, at least we don't have any snow on the ground yet.
Don't even say that word. Don't say it.
I know how that upsets you.
Don't mention
you.
It.
I did that on purpose.
Thank you. It just makes me happy to contemplate that.
But you know what's coming, right?
We can pretend.
Okay. Wait till after Thanksgiving then. That's what most people hope for anyway.
Yeah. On the other hand, it almost seems like it wouldn't quite be a complete year if the trick-or-treaters didn't get snowed on.
Yep, that's true.
Or just in monsoon rains. Yep. So we'll see which way it goes.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful fall day, a little on the windy side, like I mentioned, but a lot of activities happening at the Madison Public Library.
Yes.
I slipped up there, sorry.
You're forgetting which week you're on,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So Madison, Dawson, and Cambie, we've got lots of stuff going on. But first, I wanted to remind everybody of our digital library app. Just like we have our physical collection, Pioneerland Library also has a digital collection of audiobooks, ebooks, and digital magazines that you can access. And if you're a computer user, you can go on to the website Pioneerland, that's all one word, pioneerland.overdrive.com, and that will take you to that collection where you can use your library barcode number from your card to log in and access all of that. Otherwise, if you're using, say, a smartphone or a tablet, you would want to use the app for that. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention that is because for a long time, Overdrive, which is the company that facilitates this, they have had two apps. Mm. They started out with their Overdrive app. And then a few years ago, they released their Libby app, which was kind of the same thing, but a bit more streamlined, modern version of that app. And I know that a lot of people still use the older Overdrive one. I know several people who do. So I wanted to let everyone know that there was a notification that Overdrive is going to be discontinuing support for their Overdrive app, that old original app. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be doing updates for it anymore. It's basically to that point where they're just letting that go, and they're going to be concentrating on Libby. Okay. So as a heads up, if you're still using Overdrive, the Overdrive app, it's time to use Libby. And it's really, I think it's a nicer app. Like I said, it's more streamlined. It's a little easier to navigate, a bit more intuitive. So you just go into your app store, be it if you're an iPhone user, an Android user, go into your respective app store. It's Libby by Overdrive, L-I-B-B-Y, that you're going to be looking for. It's easy to set up. You download the app. It's going to ask you to choose your library system. So you need to put in Pioneerland, all one word, and it'll pop up. You select it and enter your barcode number. Very simple. So,
as you're speaking, I just downloaded Libby by Overdrive.
See? Very easy to do, easy to find.
Then what do you got
to
do? You got to download your...
Yep, so you will download it, and then once it is downloaded, it asks you to set up a card. And that's when you will enter Pioneerland, all one word. You select it, and then you enter your barcode.
Okay, good.
So, like I said, quite similar to Overdrive if you're used to that. Just a little more intuitive, a little nicer looking, a bit more streamlined. And it'll be that same collection of ebooks, audiobooks, and magazines that you had been accessing. Okay. So.
Good. I'm on the app. How about that?
It's time to switch over because the other one's going to stop working pretty soon.
Okay.
So,
good.
And there's a big collection of stuff in there, so you might as well take a look if you haven't before. Moving on to things we've got going on at the libraries in Madison on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. We invite in middle school age kids to join us for projects, activities, and games. Next week, November 2nd, they're going to be making really cute little owls out of yarn, We also have weekly make and take kits for kids. The next one is going to be Indian corn made out of pony beads. Very cute. And then other things going on. We've got book clubs. So the next meeting of the Madison's Tuesday night, we call it book club, is coming up on Tuesday, November 9th. That's always the second Tuesday of the month. And the book club will be discussing Mudbound by Hillary Jordan. And that meets at 7:15 on Tuesday night. Over in Dawson, they also have make and take kits. They're going to be doing that same cute little corn craft. So starting the week of November 2nd, they'll have those available. Dawson is also going to be participating in the Main Street Trick-or-Treating in Dawson this Friday. They're having it on Friday, October 29th, from 3:15 to 4:30 p.m. The next meeting of the Dawson Book Club is also coming up on November 2nd at 6:30 p.m., and they'll be discussing All the Ugly and Wonderful Things by Brian Greenwood. And they'll also have one more 4-H program still coming up. There's one of those left. That's going to be Wednesday, tomorrow, Wednesday, at 3:30 p.m., and that's fun with 4-H. Over in Canby, again, they're going to be doing the corn craft for a make and take kit. They'll have theirs starting November 1st. They'll be available. And then every 2 weeks, Canby also delivers little story time packets to area daycares. And the next batch of kits is going to be fall themed with books and activities. And they'll be going out for delivery next Friday, November 5th. Canby's book club also meets November 2nd, but theirs is a morning meeting. They're going to be meeting at 10:30 a.m., and they'll be reading, or I should say discussing, they'll be discussing that morning A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Tolles. So that's a few of the things going on. You can go on to our Facebook pages to find more detailed descriptions of the activities, and those are Madison Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN, and Canby Public Library MN.
All right.
To really get the full view.
All right. Sounds good. While you were talking, I was looking at my Libby app. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a surprising amount of stuff in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was too engulfed in my Libby app.
It's distracting. I understand. You know, I think it's so nice, too, just because it is kind of an instant gratification thing where if you go, I want something to read or I want an audiobook, mm-hmm. Oh, darn, the library's already closed. You can go on there, find something, and boom, it's on your phone, tablet, e-reader. It's just there.
I've listened to a few audiobooks. I like doing that, the audio part.
I think audiobooks are great, you know, especially if you're driving or you're doing something around the house, you want something to kind of entertain you, you can take in a book while getting something else done.
Okay. All right. So that's the activities at the Madison Public Library?
Madison, Dawson, and Canby.
All right. Yes. Throw that in there. All right. Are we ready to move on to what is the staff reading?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, again, just a big, broad range of things. So I'll start out with my own. I'm reading True Raiders, The Untold Story of the 1909 Expedition to Find the Legendary Ark of the Covenant by Brad Rickig. This book tells the untold true story of Monty Parker, a British rogue nobleman who, after being dared to do so by Ava Astor, the so-called most beautiful woman in the world, headed a secret 1909 expedition to find the fabled Ark of the Covenant. Like a real-life version of Raiders of the Lost Ark, this incredible story of adventure and mystery has almost been completely forgotten today. In 1908, Monty is approached by a strange Finnish scholar named Voltaire Julius, who claims to have discovered a secret code in the Bible that reveals the location of the Ark. Monty assembles a ragtag group of blue-blood adventurers, a renowned psychic, and a Franciscan father to engage in a secret excavation just outside the city walls of Jerusalem. It's a wild read.
I guess.
It really is.
Yeah.
Deb is reading The Canyon's Edge by Dusty Bowling. 1 year after a random shooting changed their family forever, Nora and her father are exploring a slot canyon deep in the Arizona desert, hoping it will help them find peace. Nora longs for things to go back to normal, like they were when her mother was still alive, while her father keeps them isolated in fear of other people. But when they reach the bottom of the canyon, the unthinkable happens. A flash flood rips across their path, sweeping away Nora's father and all of their supplies. Suddenly, Nora finds herself lost and alone in the desert, facing dehydration, venomous scorpions, deadly snakes, and worst of all, the Beast, who has terrorized her dreams for the past year. If Nora is going to save herself and her father, she must conquer her fears, defeat the Beast, and find the courage to live a new life. Karen is reading Stone... Ooh, can't talk. Stone, that's how we say that word, Stone Cross, Cutter Book 2 by Mark Cameron. In a remote Alaskan village, Deputy Marshal Arliss Cutter searches for a stone-cold killer, a hotbed of corruption, lies, and long-buried secrets. Winter comes early to the rural native community of Stone Cross, Alaska, and so does hunting season. Caribou and moose are a major source of food through the long, dark months ahead. But Arliss Cutter has come here for a very different game. A federal judge is receiving death threats and refuses protection. Cutter and his deputy, Lola, have been assigned to shadow him on his trip to this icy outland to make sure that he's safe. But they quickly discover that no one is ever really safe in a place like this, and no one is above suspicion. Alice is reading Santa Cruz by Fern Michaels. I think she's jumping the gun a little on this Christmas thing and just tempting nature, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. At Ridgewood High, Amy, Frankie, Rachel, and Nina formed a deep bond. Now 15 years after leaving school behind, they're back for a reunion, laughing, reminiscing, and chatting about how much has changed and how much hasn't. Nina, once the star of every school play, moved to Hollywood and landed a reoccurring role on a sitcom. Amy, fondly known as the brains of the operation, is now a Silicon Valley bioengineer. Outgoing and compassionate Frankie works for a New York publishing house. Rachel, always the most boy-crazy of the crew, married, mostly to please her parents, but is now divorced. All four are strong, successful, and somehow still looking for the right partner. But Frankie has an idea to help solve that. A singles cruise for the holidays. In late December, Amy, Rachel, Frankie, and Nina gather in Miami, ready to board their state-of-the-art cruise ship. The entertainment options are endless, the food is to die for, and the passenger list includes hundreds of eligible men. Holidays, like the path of love itself, don't always go exactly as planned, but over the course of one festive, unforgettable week, all four will set sail on surprising new adventures. And then Naomi is reading Things We Didn't Say by Amy Lynn Green. Headstrong Joanna Berglund, a linguistics student at the University of Minnesota, has very definite plans for her future, plans that do not include returning to her hometown and the secrets and heartaches she left behind. But the U.S. Army wants her to work as a translator at a nearby camp for German POWs during World War II. As Joanna interacts with the men of the camp and censors their letters home, she begins to see the prisoners in a more sympathetic light. But advocating for better treatment makes her enemies in the community, especially when charismatic German spokesperson Stefan Werner begins to show interest in Joanna and her work. The longer Joanna wages her home front battle, the more the lines between compassion and treason become blurred, and it's no longer clear whom she can trust. So that's what we're reading at the Madison Library.
Always amazes me, the staff there at the library, how dedicated you guys are to reading books. That's awesome.
It's like we're surrounded by them or something.
It's a love. It is. It really is. For books.
Yes. I think you've got to in that job. It would be pretty miserable otherwise.
Yes, it would. All right, Lydia, thanks for coming in. Tell us how can people contact you?
Well, at the Madison Library, they can contact us by calling us at 320-598-7938, extension 1 for the adult desk, extension 3 for the children's desk.
All right. And in Madison, you're located right on the end of Main Street.
That's right. So kind of at the end of what looks like the business section of Main Street, The end of the old buildings, we're sort of the last one there on the... west side of the street as you're going up towards the courthouse.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in again.
Always fun to be here, Paul.
Yeah, and enjoy the nice windy walk back to the library.
Yeah, I probably won't have to put too much work into it. I think it'll just blow me back in that direction. It seems to be pushing south, so.
Kind of a bad hair day, too.
Well, I don't have much of that, so I don't have to worry. Okay. It's pretty well in place.
All right, talk to you next time. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.